Hi, friends. If I could ask you a favor, go to MyPillow.com and put in the code word Kate. Mike Lindell and I have partnered up not only to bring you fantastic products, but he's also helping this show. You're going to get wonderful products when you put in the code Kate, K-A-T-E. You're going to get 30% off on the products. They have specials all the time. But these, I'm not wowed easy, but these products are amazing, I have to say. The sheets, the towels, the robes, the slippers, everything. Completely amazing. You're going to love it. The phone number is 1-800-873-1052 or go to MyPillow.com and simply put in the code word Kate. Thanks, you guys.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking Balance of Nature for 3 months, and man, let me tell you, it is fantastic. I sleep better. I have more energy. My mind is clearer. The trick is the way you guys process it. The nutritive value in the fruits and vegetables stays because you guys are not putting it under any heat. Dr. Howard is a wonderful human being, and sooner or later, the rest of the world is going to catch on to the good things that Balance of Nature is doing, and a lot of people will get on the bandwagon.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code Kate.
One nation under fraud. Completely visible with lying and spying for all. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Well, first of all, just gut check, stop. Anyone who's using the term surge around you consciously is trying to invoke a militaristic frame. And that's a problem because this is not a surge. These are children and they are not insurgents. And we are not being invaded, which, by the way, is a white supremacist idea.
You know what I love? I love when a complete tool talks down to me. Like, okay, it's Surge. It's not an insurgent. She's a total tool. I can't believe she has a following. That was Alexandria. That was Alexandria casting call. Alexandria, who won the casting call from 10,000 others who wanted her position as Congresswoman of New York. Yeah. You know, they made a statue of Greta. $24,000 statue of Greta. Greta, the person used by her two climatologist parents. Greta, who has some developmental problems, put out there for all the world and told what to say, they did a statue of Greta. That's Greta and AOC should just link arms and just, I don't know, where's the nearest bridge? I'm not sure. It's just like, what do you do with these two? Anyway, so hi, Susan. How are you?
Hello. Great.
Welcome to the last hour of your Wednesday. Big thank you to Melissa talking about the woke culture. The woke culture makes my brain bleed. It's really hard to understand a liberal mind for me now because I don't recognize. Well, it's really hard for me to recognize them as for real. I just think they're just in their own little world over there, and we'll just leave them over there while we're over here doing the real stuff. I don't know how else to put it, but you can't take anyone seriously that believes these things. I don't know. It's very hard for me. So I really appreciate that conversation, though. It's tough to see what they're doing to the country, but they can only do it if we let them.
That's right. So
we have to realize how much power we have in the masses. We might be silent, and we shouldn't be, but we might be, and you know what, though? That right there will tell you that most of America is going, what in the hell's going on? So, you know, it's not like they're not ridiculed completely 24/7. They are, and they prop themselves up for it. They like it. I don't think they're all powerful. Let's talk about Mike Lindell's movie. He actually came out with a new movie today.
His movie is...
I haven't seen it yet, but you have.
Yes, okay. His movie is called Scientific Proof. So the first movie that Mike Lindell did, who is the CEO of MyPillow,
he did
his own research, put together his own team, created the first movie, Absolute Proof. Today is the debut of Scientific Proof. And
you can see this, by the way, at Lindell TV. So LINDELL. TV.com.
That's right.
And if you try to Google it and just put in Michael, it won't come up. They've actually erased it from coming up. You actually have to put in the address at the top of the search bar. So you have to say LindellTV.com. Go ahead.
No, that's right. And so that's why it's good to share the link, because if you don't share the link, people aren't going to see it. Anyway, he brought in somebody very interesting. He brought in who was someone recommended to him, Dr. Doug Frank. He's a professor and a physicist. He has taught science and done scientific experiments for 40 years. Mm-hmm. He's had 60 publications. This is the expert he brought in. And then he kind of semi-retired to teach at a school for exceptionally gifted students.
Okay.
And he said prior to all of this happening, prior to the election and whatnot, and then the big tumult over it, he said he was actually working with 2010 census data, teaching his students using 2010 census data. So when he started looking at what some of these counties and numbers started looking like, his mind, he said, I could instantly recognize, and started doing mathematical experiments on the data, the registration data and the vote totals. And he said, oh my gosh, I can see what they did, how they interfered with an algorithm.
Right.
He said this was not done by humans on this scale. This scale is so big, it's across the country. We were looking at these individual big cities, counties, and certain states.
It's everywhere.
He said it's everywhere.
Here's an excerpt from it. This is just in the beginning of it.
Teaching at a special school for extraordinarily gifted kids, as well as working on new inventions and analyzing election data lately.
Right. So very overqualified, everybody. But it does. Yes. But what you're going to see just speaks for itself. I mean, for him to even dig in and get this and figure out the algorithms, and then to have absolute proof. What we have over here, what you're going to see when this is done, what I showed you in Absolute Proof, the first documentary we did with all the cyber attack on our country, who did it, when they did it, why they did it, we know the IP addresses, the IDs of the computers, everything. Now you're going to see that this was nationwide, and these two come together, and it is absolutely fits like a glove.
Wow.
So why don't we just get right into it?
So and you can go to lindelltv.com. So he goes through all this data.
He goes through
step
the data.
Step.
He does. And the reason I just wanted to bring it up, though, is to highlight some of the points so that when people go in and watch it, now they're starting to recognize. Here's where he talks about this. Here's
okay.
Because for people who aren't accustomed to data per se, it can be a little intimidating, but I think he does a really good job. So he says, he came up with the first red flag, and he used for the example Hamilton, Ohio, and he figured out that the algorithm key was 86%. So you see what they did, what the saboteurs did, is they took the 2010 census, and then they created registrations, and then they made the vote totals match the registration. So you can see all the lines, but match it to a key, which was 86%. So he looked at that county, he looked at a bunch of counties, and he's like, well, for Ohio, it's 86% everywhere.
That was the key algorithm number that they had to achieve to take the election, to
that
fraudulently
was the key,
take it.
Yes. Well, and to match the registrations. And he said he's been showing this to election professionals, people that is their job, elections. And he says, look at how you have this population and the registration matches exactly for age. And then you get vote totals that are matching these percentages. And the election people, professionals go, that's not even possible how you can have this. So he said, taking the 2010 census, you just move it up by 10 years. So you've got the 70-year-olds who are now 80-year-olds. And
So you're basically forging that extra 10 years on what was already established?
The doctor moves that so he can see the current registrations, because there's registrations that have to match populations. He said in one county, the registrations were way off, because in some counties, it's 100% registration. That's not possible. Right. 100%. But this one area was way off. He goes, why is this way off? And he looked, it's because they have a prison there. So you have a population, but none of those people are registered. And he said that was the one county that was different. He goes, but then you go to Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. and there's another key number. It's not 86% like Ohio. It's another key. And so when you see the chart after chart,
mm-hmm. it's just too... played out.
Well, a high schooler could see that this isn't right. A junior high, you could sit your family down
right.
and go watch this.
And see what your kids say.
And just go watch yeah. this. Yes. And to know, he said, there's even something that they did where they looked at registration and they said, we're just going to go knock doors, because you can download the voter registration list. I didn't know this. Politicians do it. Mm-hmm. In some places it's free.
Right.
Other average people can do it.
Sure.
And go and knock on those doors and say, do all of you live here?
Right.
And he said 30% of the homes we knocked on, I think it was 1,300 doors, he said, 30% were missing people that were on the voter registration. So the algorithm, this shows that they intervened before, during, and after, and it was by using an algorithm. Almost all of the stuff you see with trucks and, oh, here's ballots dumped and all that, that was the minor stuff compared to the big algorithm heist. Jeez. That's what they did.
So there had to have been a lot of people involved in this, because I'm wondering, looking back at that year, you have to kind of wonder why people weren't up in arms about not getting together, not having these big events, right?
Yes.
That conservatives gathered and didn't fall over and die.
Right.
Wow. Anyway, the conservatives gathered, but not very much, but they did. But nobody on the left was really screaming about it.
No.
Nobody, like they would have been.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
If they were really fearing that it could be at stake, they knew it wasn't.
Exactly.
They knew they had it in the bag. And this is why you saw zero resistance. Like, no, oh, okay, yeah, that's fine. Yeah. It's fine if he never, ever visits a single soul. It's totally okay. We don't care. They just, they were very cavalier going in. So
yeah.
This explains it.
Very a lot calm of people. About it. And he said, this proof is an overwhelming evidence that a court would have to acknowledge.
Yeah.
He said something about Supreme Court 9-0, because... Mm-hmm. The evidence, once they're doing all these states, so Wisconsin said they're going to do a total state audit. And now I just saw Maricopa County, they're mm-hmm. going to do an official correct audit.
Interesting.
Not a fake audit.
Because who I had on in the very first hour today and last hour yesterday was Tim Alders. And Tim Alders went around with Trump attorneys to 7 states and the judges refused to hear.
Mm-hmm.
They just refused. It was yeah. like, I'm not hearing this. I don't, nope. And he was even wondering, how can a judge do that? How can a judge just say, nope, it's right in front of you. The evidence is right in front of you. But this is how I think bought off the judges are, you know, in order to just go, mm-mm. I mean, not interested in justice. No. This was very politicized.
Well, and that's why this scientific proof is so important, that the average person see it and understand it.
And be exposed.
Yes.
Yeah. So you can figure out how they did it, because when they do it again, and they will, and if people are aware of it and know exactly how it was conducted, then it's going to be harder for them to do it the next time.
Oh,
by exposing it.
Yeah. It was more than Dominion.
LindellTV.com. LindellTV. Give it a look. 55 minutes. I think we can handle that. 55 minutes, scientific proof, LindellTV.com. It's going to be interesting for me to watch this professor. Good.
Yes.
Be right back with Susan.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I listen to the wind of my soul.
Where I'll end up, well, I think only God really knows. I've sat upon the setting sun, but never, 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 never. I never wanted war.
You're listening to the Kate Daly Show today. I'm really happy about that. Make sure you go to katedalyradio.com. You can email me, Kate at katedalyradio.com. I'd love to hear from you. I've got Susan with me. And by the way, we were talking about Mike Lindell's new movie that dropped today, Scientific Proof, in which he interviews somebody that nails down exactly what happened in this country during the fraudulent, very, very fraudulent election that we just went through, where we were couped. And so I love Mike Lindell for doing these things. And you can support him and you can support this show because we're partnered up and he wants to support this show. He liked what we were doing here. And we're one of the few that will call out election fraud on the air in multiple cities. So you can do so by going to MyPillow.com and ordering sheets. There's a 2-for-1. They have amazing sheets, Giza cotton sheets, which he personally picked out. He tries everything out for 6 months and then says, okay, to a product. And I'm telling you, it goes through a lot of scrutiny, even other than Mike, because they wanted to make sure they had the very best of the best. They have new slippers. There's like, it's like walking on a cloud. They're amazing. I've never had slippers like this before. So I was like, whoa. And then of course the down comforters, the mattress toppers, they even have new mattresses that are very affordable and wonderful. You'll love these. Make sure that you are buying the MyPillow too. MyPillows are fantastic. And there's lots of different variety that you don't get in the store. Just make sure and put the code Kate, K-A-T-E. And when you put that code, you get 30% off. And you're going to love these products. They're even guaranteed. So try them out. But you're going to be, I think, pleasantly amazed at the quality. I was. You were too, Susan, right?
I was. And I had people stop me in my community and say, those sheets sound amazing.
They really are. Yeah. No, they're really that good. Let me just tell you. Even my husband was raving about them. He never raves about bedding. He was just like, those are nice. I'm like, I know. I'm blown away. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. Yeah, I just, I've listened to you for a while now and I listen to a lot of talk radio, and over the last 5 election cycles since I came of age to start voting, I've noticed the same theme every time.
Yeah.
We always get beat down, and then we always talk about the silent majority and absolute proof and all of this. And I think, you know, it's great that everybody's so upbeat, but I walk around every day and I see all the idiots with their masks on and everything. And I think, what silent majority?
No, you know? I'm with you.
I've watched politician after politician lie through their teeth, you know, and then get a pass on it on both sides.
Yeah.
It was Paul Ryan for a while there and Ted Cruz and, you know, you name it. And every single one of them have turned and flopped over like a dead fish flopping on the ground.
Yeah.
At what point do we realize there's not a silent majority anymore?
Yeah. No, I'm actually with you on this. I really am. More so than you realize. I mean, we talk 3 hours a day and I'm saying these things that you're saying. Oh, my gosh, what are we going to do now? Because, you know, we've kind of realized that both parties work together. That neither one are going to stand up for your freedom, especially after this year. That people will go along with the narrative. They'll believe their government. And, you know, China doesn't believe theirs, but we believe ours. And we always think we're different. No, we're not. And so I get what you're saying. So what would you tell people to do?
That's the thing. I don't know. I wish I had I was able to stay upbeat like you and Rush Limbaugh was able to and all the others. But I look around, I walk through my ravaged daily life and I realize I can't find all these so-called silent majority. I go to college. I was in the military. I just left Target just a few minutes ago and I don't see any silent majority. All I see is a bunch of sheep with masks on and everybody talking about, well, the next time we'll get it. Well, the next time it'll happen, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, my patience is done.
No,
you know?
I'm with you. I'm with you. I get it. And by the way, I am seeing more and more people finally take it off. That's a good sign. I actually went to an event last weekend and half the people weren't wearing it. That's a first. So I applaud, you have to applaud the first. You have to get at least like, okay, they're finally getting it. They're finally understanding after a solid year, but it took that long. But okay, they're finally understanding. And that's a good thing. But, you know, to me, you always have to retain hope because I always have to fight for it. Otherwise, if I don't, what are we going to do? Jump off a bridge? I mean, you're accountable for how you deal with all of this. I'm accountable. You're accountable. Susan's accountable. We're all accountable for our role. So we still have to fight for it.
Absolutely. I'm not talking about losing hope. I'm talking about losing hope in the current direction and thinking, at what point do we stop and say, all right, this horse is already dead. Let's stop beating it and find a new horse.
Yeah, I don't have any faith in the parties. I don't have any faith in the parties, not even a drop.
Anyway, that's why I listen to you all the time.
Thank you.
You know, you help keep us a little more upbeat when we see that our horse is already dead.
And you're welcome. Thanks, appreciate it.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I'm with him. I'm with him. I don't believe in the parties. It's a crock. After this year, when we saw everyone cave and stab everybody in the back and hope that nobody noticed it so they can get reelected, that's what we've been calling out again and again and again on the show. Yeah. And it's not a popular stance, trust me. I have people that yell on me at email for that.
Right.
It's not popular. They want me to get behind the parties. I won't. I can't. I can't support them anymore. Ugh. But I understand where he's at too, because you kind of think everything's caving, everything's going in, and it's not a fun place to be. But at the same time, there are more people waking up, so that I'm happy about.
There's more
people realizing what happened.
That's
at the election.
Right. Yeah. And when you watch Mike Lindell's new movie, Scientific Proof, he even says, you know, people say to him, oh, you're brave. And he goes, brave, you know, there's no other choice except to tell the truth about this, because the opposite is so horrible to live with the current situation.
Right.
But part of the current situation is that we're seeing atrocities occur, like on the border and open border policy, children drowning, facilities at 14,000% capacity. And what Mike Lindell says about what he has shown even to Democrats, he goes, you didn't vote for this. And people are listening to Joe Biden saying, I'm going to be raising taxes on businesses.
Gas prices are already up, which he's not supposed to have any control over, but whatever. We have all these things going on. But
it's having an effect on people's perceptions of who they thought they were voting for.
Right.
And now they see him falling and not quite coherent because they're focused on the President Biden, whereas before his interviews were minimal or, you know, public opinion is shifting, and that's the hope. That is the kind of public opinion that individually we can't get people to do.
That's so true. I just wish they'd turn the teleprompter around and just let us read it.
Yeah. Just let us read it.
Just don't even suffer through it anymore. It's that nauseating to watch. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Caller, you're live.
Hello, I can barely hear you.
Yeah, I know. Go right ahead. You're on. You're live.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, you do great work.
Thanks.
I'm here in the Salt Lake.
Whoop. I think we lost you.
Yeah.
Darn it. Are you there?
Solutions to the problem. Yes, I'm here.
Okay. There you go. Go ahead.
You're always discussing solutions. You know, we don't need to solve the problem. I mean, in a democratic republic where we live here, we just need to be engaged in the fight for liberty. And I look at this from an eternal perspective. I hope you can appreciate that.
Sure,
I know you
sure.
do.
Yeah.
But let me just share something that I live in Springville, Utah, and I understand that you have relatives here in Springville. In fact, what I did is I put together a 16-page information packet with kind of a religious tone to it. And I cited people that I believe to be great men like Ezra Taft Benson and other members of a organizations that have warned us about what is about to come. So I tied it into the COVID virus. I cited statistics from the CDC's own website, the NIH, the World Health Organization, et cetera. So I won't go too far into detail. It's a 16-page document. I spent a lot of time on it. And what I did is I gave a copy of that document, the spiritual warnings associated with the congregation that I'm affiliated with, to every member of my congregation, including an individual we call a stake president. For those of you who are not members of the Latter-day Saint Church, that's a leader. In fact, I think you know him.
Yeah, anyway. So you gave this to the ward members. I got to go. But you gave it to the ward members? And okay, excellent. I mean, that's a great way to educate. I love that. Thank you. I mean, anything we can do to educate, anything we can do to... And this is why that can be a solution, is if you knew exactly how the election fraud, let's just say, happened, when somebody brings that up, and they laugh or they scoff and they're like, oh, you guys always think there's election fraud. There's not. No judge said there was, you know, which is a lie. But now you're shored up with a whole bunch of ammo. You get very confident in your response. You're able to teach that person that really needs to hear a message, right? You're able to tell them. And there is something really happens. The pendulum swings. And it swings in the favor of truth. And every time truth is told, I swear it's like the movie, a little bell rings. Every time truth is told, it empowers people. People can feel it in their gut. They know. So the more educated we are, the more we educate each other, the more things that you attend and that you are trying to understand the Constitution and you're trying to understand these things, all that does is it spreads truth. Truth is more powerful than any lie they could ever tell. Now, you might disagree with me because you're seeing these people in masks. All you have to do is tell lies for 2 months and they've got you, said the KGB. I get it. But you know what? When we talk about the truth, do you know how many people have taken off their masks after listening to this show? So it isn't that powerful. I'm sorry. It might be powerful to the total Nimrod, but it's not powerful to the person that wants to know, that feels it in their gut still, that something's wrong. So there is power in this. And I do believe in that. I don't believe in the parties. The parties aren't going to save us. A president's not going to save us. Ever. Ever. Get that out of your head. It's never going to happen. Congress is not going to save us. They're out for their own interests. It won't happen. It'll be communities coming together that end up having to get through what's coming that will help us. But don't you want to be in a community of people that understand what's going on? Or do you want to be in a community of people that are just afraid of everything they're told? I want to be in a community of people that understand stuff, understand liberty. Because as a community, if crap hits the fan, I'm in that community of knowing of people that get it. We know how to deal with each other. We know how to help each other, right? So there is a lot of power no matter what happens to us. And we are going to go through things that we can actually really help each other right now. Because you are going to be in the community that you are educating right now. And you have to kind of set the tone for what you want that community to be like. So the more educators you have, the better educated community you have, the better you're going to do when stuff hits the fan. And it will. There was a talk today also about the economy. And there was an awful lot of talk about the economy, actually. And basically, it was this. It was this financial sector that's going on. The bond and stock markets of the U.S. and the EU, they're dangerously inflated following these huge COVID borrowings. We have unprecedented central bank measures going on. China is that one example of a market suitable for an investment. It's managed to get beyond COVID, right? But everything's propped up. Real estate market's propped up right now. We're going to see probably something go on. I don't know. But be prepared. Be prepared for all this and live in a community and be around like-minded people. And that's something we can all do right now.
Yeah.
Because I know Washington's not going to save us. Are you kidding? Washington's gross. I mean, I could never even go there on vacation again. It's disgusting. I won't go. No one in there is going to save us, but we'll save ourselves if we're smart enough. So anyway, be right back. We have so much to cover with Susan in this last leg of the show. You're going to want to hang out for this. This is Geopolitical. We'll be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Seen all good people turn their heads each day. So satisfied I'm on my way. I've seen all good people turn their heads each day. So satisfied I'm on my way.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. And I'm happy to have you. Make sure you get over to Balance of Nature. I don't know about you, but I always make sure and have things in my food storage that I know I can count on and that are going to be there. And that's a great product to have in your food storage as well. Balance of Nature is 31 fruits and vegetables dehydrated down so that the air and water are taken out and then you get the nutrients. Well, this is like everything from every kind of vegetable you can imagine, every kind of fruit you can imagine. And this is a fantastic way to get the extra nutrients, the nutrients that your body needs, and a little extra. It's nice. place. Your body's going to be very happy with you. Make sure you get over to Balance of Nature, balanceofnature.com, and order up. Use the code KATE, K-A-T-E, and you'll get 35% off and free shipping. You can't beat that. I mean, their price is better than any other supplement I saw. With everything they put in, there was no way to beat it. Couldn't even buy all the products for that, ever. So make sure you go to Balance of Nature and just try it out. Just try it out. You're going to feel better on a daily basis. Because the stress right now that you're probably dealing with, watching our country, if you're listening right now, you care about the country. That's a given. The stress is hurting us. It really is. And I know you're feeling it. I'm feeling it too. Let's be real. But there is a thing that can help with that, and that is nutrition. So at least we can help that our body isn't taking the brunt of all the stress. So make sure that you're at least doing that. Balanceofnature.com. Put in the code KATE. So let's chat about Ukraine for a second.
Okay, well, there is something that's building in Ukraine and Russia on the border between the two. There are 28 battalions that Russia has amassed. Mm-hmm. They said it's a training exercise. Our military has said that some of their actions are inconsistent with a training exercise. There was also the death of 4 service members in Ukraine who were shot in a town by Russian snipers, and that was on March 26th. And so this aggression is building, and now here's the issue.
Yeah, because sometimes I don't know, it's hard for me to believe some of these headlines.
Well, it could be, but there's a lot just being pumped out through the military right now. But it said in June 2020, Ukraine joined NATO. So what NATO has something called Article 5.
Uh-huh.
And well, they joined Enhanced Opportunity Partner Interoperability Program. And this means, NATO announces they will use forceful response to any aggression, even if the aggression by adversary state was carried out using non-military means. So that includes cyber attacks. So Russia has responded and said they're just going to keep the 28 battalions. That's a massive amount. And they said they'll be happy to use reserves if necessary to amass on the border. In the meantime, the Navy, our Navy, is sending out messages saying we're happy to be patrolling right now. A new patrol, what did they say? Today, answering the call in the U.S. Navy Europe, supporting Operation Inherent Resolve from Eastern Mediterranean, showing the flexibility of our force. So they are heading over there. Mm-hmm. Russian ships, military ships, were at the north part of the Suez Canal during this whole last blockade issue.
Okay.
They kind of amassed there. So now you just have a very intense, they said this, NATO has indicated that it's an imminent threat. And they just gave the heads up that a DEFCON is inbound. So this is kind of a big deal that's percolating there.
Mm-hmm.
And people are wondering, well, also, Russia just turned down a truce opportunity to just call a truce, back off, and they just turned it down. And they said by midnight tonight, they're going to do whatever they want to do. So something...
interesting.
May go down.
There's some gaslighting too, though.
This is
odd because the arms industry lobbyist Ben Hodges came out. He was a U.S. general, and he came out and said, "No Russians died in World War II, only Ukrainians." So Russia's responding to this, and I'm just, all I see is gaslighting. All I see is they're trying to drum up this reaction. They're trying to get these two to fight, and then they might just be organically, who knows, but that was a little odd too. And then of course joining NATO, that's kind of interesting. You know, Ukraine came by way of a color revolution. Soros was very involved in a color revolution there.
The current government.
Right. For the current government that's playing ball with the rest of the clan. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Just when they say, so when they are saying Russia did some hits, then I'm prone to think, well, now they're very deeply entrenched into the cabal.
Yes.
like ever before, like never before. So
Ukraine.
So it would be very easy for them to say somebody's attacking us.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, supposedly it was Ukraine that offered up the truce and said, let's just back off. And Russia said no. So you're right.
But that's what they're saying.
You don't know how much of this anybody else can. But the fact that our Navy is now sending people over there, you just wonder.
Well, it's like that's the excuse. It's like, oh, we need an excuse, so now we're going over. I don't know. So it doesn't. So it looks like we're going in to help rather than maybe people over here and over there kind of colluded.
Yes, to set this
to
up.
To present this up,
in the first place.
Yeah.
Well, and you always have to be suspicious of that. After Iraq, and we all bought into that to a certain extent. The left was
Libya.
Skeptical.
Libya. Another one. I mean, we can keep going. There's so many. You know, the 80s, it was South America and Central America. We had, I mean, it's just like every decade it has its areas that we are very, very busy in. So
yes. Well, and it's interesting because today, I just wanted to mention this, it's World Backup Your Data Day. So if ever you're going to back up data onto a separate hard drive so that things don't go crazy, you don't lose stuff.
They really have a day for this?
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's one of those things that if you do lose your stuff, you're you're devastated. And if it doesn't happen, you just don't think about it.
Yeah.
It's just always good. Well, the pictures.
The months, the days. It's just like donut day. I mean, it's just like, it's just so funny to me.
I know. But it actually,
we're the weirdest culture. We are.
But if you have photos, you don't want to lose those. So it is a good thing to think about. Just back it up. Some people don't even have a backup device. They don't know how to do that. So you want to back it up on a separate device, not the cloud, which may go, you know.
Yeah, Trump was teasing at a 2024 run.
Yep.
Yeah, today.
Yeah, he said, so he had this interview with Laura Trump, his daughter-in-law, and it got taken down from YouTube, and YouTube put out a thing that said, you know, it can't be, no depiction of Trump's voice or Trump can be up on.
Of course.
And you say, what are they so afraid of?
You know, I know. But here's the deal. If he were to get back into office, though, I fear that people would think he was going to save the day again, and they would cease to even want to get involved themselves, make those personal sacrifices that we all have to make, and do the things necessary to educate a nation so that they themselves can save themselves. That's a fear. That's a fear, is that we put so much trust into one person and we can't. There was such a big lesson in this for everybody, and it was don't think that some guy can come in and do it all, because it's too dirty.
Oh yeah.
It's way too dirty. He even could have had the Electoral College, right?
Yes.
With all of the doubles that were cast. He could have had the Electoral College, but what do? They stage a false flag, and they get away with it, and they get the press to give this false narrative story and parade around in a bunch of lies. So I hope almost that that's not the case, because I just don't want everyone to get complacent.
And Dr. Doug Frank, the mathematician, said, isn't it interesting that if all this had not happened, and Trump, if he had been successful in challenging the Electoral College, we would not know the depth and breadth of what he has just discovered, the algorithm that changed the vote everywhere. He said, this would not have even come to the surface.
Right.
So in a way, going through all this has forced us to become educated as to what happened.
That is so true.
And now our eyes are opened.
You're right.
And
because when we talked about GEMS, which is Dominion now, you know, all the voting systems, when we talked about this early on, and it really started in about 2000 is when that software was written. When we started talking about it, do you realize how many people didn't believe us? They thought, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. And I was like, no, it actually went to court in California, still didn't believe me. And I said, no, it's in my state. It's in your state. It's in almost all the states. Still didn't believe me. And we tried, and many shows did. I think there were people out there that were sincerely trying to like ring the alarm bell that we have a software in the voting systems that can turn, you know, the vote into whatever they want. And so we've had many hijackings of the vote without we really realizing it, and it's not this blatant. But that's the problem, though, is that people just wanted to believe in the election. So they just, my vote's going to do it. And this time they finally saw that, nope. Doesn't matter. And so that should have been the hugest wake-up call for us. It really should have been.
I know. So to have these people on our team, because we all want decency and honesty, most people do, is just such, it's a blessing in disguise. It's a silver lining that this is all coming out with these heroes who are willing to take the heat.
The whistleblowers.
Mike Lindell taking
the
heat.
The guy he interviewed.
Dr. Doug Frank taking
because
the heat.
He's got the evidence. So
that's right. It's
usually the people that stand to have something happen are the ones with the stuff right on their own computer, the front line, the one that sees the evidence.
That's right. And he's going to keep going. He said, you know, Wisconsin's next. And if you're going to keep going and expose all of this, that means people are going to have to be held accountable. But it's us, the people, who have to hold the people accountable.
Right.
This is just the data saying we have to do it. Otherwise, we are enabling a corrupt government.
Yeah.
And so that's our choice, our personal choice. And this is very, very exciting.
Yeah. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Considering the fact that the easy part is discovering and exposing, do you really think people have the intestinal fortitude to do what it's going to take to take control over the single two parties, which is one party, and to actually demand as a people that things be righted? And my second question for you gals is, do you feel that after at least 2 years of Biden doing the insane things he's doing, how in the world will we ever come back from that?
Good question. Thank you. Good question. It's a rough question, too, because the answer is not very fun. The answer is not very good. But the people are going to have to really feel it before they react, sadly. And isn't that the case? It's the case when you're raising kids, too.
It is.
They have to feel the consequence before. Otherwise, there's no hope of that not repeating again. So I know that's hard because the consequences here are they're pretty dire. And can you get out? I think there's always miracles that can be performed. I think there's always things that can happen. I never count those out. I never count them out. We've seen too many things happen in our history. We know that miracles can happen, but it also requires us to do so much for that too. We also have something we have to do in order to get those miracles too. We don't just sit around and they come. So yeah, after 2 years of this, can you even imagine where we're going to be? 3 years of this? I would hope at that point that we would finally start to react in some way, start to come together in some way. And I'm hoping it's sooner than that, but I'm not sure. And that's the pickle we're in, is that the American people are kind of slow to want to do and to have to do anything.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want that. And we do have a constitution and we can use the court system. We should be using the court system right now. It is a viable method. The Constitution's still there. So if we can have more people put more interest in that, there might be a way to swing it back if enough people were educated enough to know and take the sacrifice to go to court.
That's true.
That could be something we could work with.
That's right.
Without having it to be dire.
And I think that we have to assume it's not going to be someone else. Like we can't say, well, other people.
Yeah.
It's going to have to be us.
Right.
That's what Mike Lindell said. Well, I'm going to step up and do this. So that is what we have to tell ourselves. That is hard.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's really hard.
It's a learning curve for sure.
Thanks, you guys. The podcast will go up from today and yesterday. And of course, be faithful, be fearless. Thanks, Susan.
Welcome.
And I'll be back tomorrow. So Chris Ann Hall tomorrow. Oh, no, maybe not tomorrow. I have to check my schedule and see whether she's out this week or not. But we'll also have Jared Dillion, who is an economist, coming on as well, kind of tell you where he thinks things are at. So that'll be at the top of the national show. So see everybody tomorrow.